What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Imperfect. And guys, I have been wanting to do this episode for a long time, as you guys can see, and I'm in a completely new environment. We just built a set in about 25 minutes, but I'm excited to have this guest here today. It's totally worth it. I've been trying to get her booked for a long, long time now. Well, we finally made it work. This is Krista McMurray. Mm-hmm. McMurray. McFlurry is like, I almost want to say, you know?
It sounds exactly like McFlurry. That's it's what I've been since like grade school.
Let's go, yo. So how you doing? How you feeling?
You know, I've been better.
You've been better. I feel you have those days. You have those times of periods, you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes a while. But, yo, I want to have you come on for a minute now because, I mean, you have a long journey that we're about to rip into.
Yep.
And witnessing it, because I met you back at Dick's Sporting Goods. Mm-hmm. You remember that? Good. Do you still work there? No.
I don't work there anymore.
Yeah. Dick's Sporting Goods is it's a crazy time.
It was crazy. I mean, I don't remember a ton of it, not at least specifically because of amnesia, but...
Really?
I mean, I remember a lot of like general things, right. And I'm pretty good at remembering people.
Well, good. Well, that's what we're going to dive into. So, Krista, let's just dive right into it. Let's start right at the beginning of this whole story so I can kind of know that I have my information correct and that the viewers can know of what we're about to talk about. And so I want you to explain to me what happened the night of your accident.
So I was in a car accident. I was hit by a drunk driver as a pedestrian. So I think I was the first person hit. I might have that wrong, and I'm really sorry if I do, but I don't remember anything from that night at all. No. Because of the injuries that I got. I broke my left wrist, I broke my left tibia and fibula, and I shattered a bunch of bones in my skull, and I got a really bad TBI. Whoa. I mean, TBIs are hard because they kind of separate them or categorize them in a way that is hard for me to really feel like I fit in with, but I'm sure this happens to a lot of people. It depends on how long you are unconscious because of your TBI, but they put me into a medicated coma. So I personally have no idea if that would be accurate at all to really gauge how bad my TBI is.
Right, I gotcha. So you were out that night. You're with your friend, right? Yep. Miss Brittany. Mm-hmm. I love her. She's awesome. So you went out that night, and I believe it was downtown Pocatello, right?
Yeah.
And so do you remember just walking and it just went blink?
I don't remember any of that at all. I remember visiting a friend's house earlier that day, which is like insane that I actually remember that at all.
Right.
But I have pictures, so I kind of can kind of place a little bit of it together, at least from pictures. Wow. So we were at a few bars and I decided that we should walk home. So that's what I suggested because we were close enough to where she lived.
Smart, brilliant, yeah. Good.
Yeah. Walk home.
Walk home, drive.
Don't fake that you can drive. It's not worth
Don't
it.
Drive, yo. It's the basics, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so you decided to walk home, and then during that, that's when the accident happened.
Yep.
Wow. So do we know that driver was drunk? Do we know?
We do know that he was drunk. I think he blew the first time into the breathalyzer. He blew like a 1.98.
Wow.
Or no, maybe it wasn't that high.
But somewhere
1.
Above the limit.
1, and then the next time he blew, it was like a 0.98, which is quite a bit above the limit.
Wow.
So
he was intoxicated, yes. And he did hit you.
Yep.
So I know reading the original report, I read that two girls got hit, one got dragged a block, and then the second one two blocks. And I believe you were the two blocks one, right?
No, I think I was just the one block one.
Really?
Because I wasn't on his car for very long. I like flew over the top of his car and landed on the asphalt.
Oh my God. Do you know how fast he was going?
I think he was only going like 35. Oh. Like not even that fast. But
still.
He didn't even know that he'd hit two people, but
really,
he completely demolished my leg. It's been over a year. My leg is still broken.
Really?
I'm getting surgery on it this month see if we can do something to fix it more.
Really? So I see that you are walking.
Yeah.
So that's a good step. But how is it like hurting? How is it not working?
So I have an iron rod in there, or a rod at all. And so I can pretty much function like normal, but I have really bad balance now because my fibula is broken, and it's going to be broken forever probably.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And which is fine. I mean, a lot of people get their fibula taken out for like bone transplants.
Really?
Or things like that. So really? You can survive without it. It just gives you really bad balance.
Oh, no bueno.
But it most of the time doesn't feel too bad. I mean, it doesn't feel like great. And I mean, like running or moving really fast is hard, really hard. Like I don't have that muscle definition anymore.
Really?
So sometimes it hurts, or like if I accidentally catch it at a wrong angle, it's kind of sharp pain. Or I haven't gotten it for a while, but I used to get like really bad, like, nerve pain,
right?
Because I had a lot of nerve damage in my leg, which it was a bummer. I mean, it put me on a medication right when I was in the hospital and right after I got out of the hospital, gabapentin, and it helped definitely. But the thing with gabapentin is it does affect your memory.
Oh, really?
Which after having a TBI and also having amnesia, it wasn't great having
even that added on.
Yeah.
Right.
It was bad.
Wow. So you're still having leg problems. I didn't know it was that severe and that serious. That is just terrifying.
Yeah.
So after the accident, how long until you became conscious again to where you could even start remembering type thing?
So they had me in my medicated coma for 2.5 weeks.
Wow. Really?
And then they started to bring me out of it. And then they were transferring me to a different hospital because I had to be in a more long-term facility.
Right. Right.
And so I think they had to put me back under for that trip. And I don't remember that at all. At that second hospital, I think I only remember around the last week or week and a half.
How long were you there?
I was there for a month.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That is terrifying. So it just felt like a big, long night's sleep.
Yeah, it really did.
Really? So you just kind of closed your eyes. That is just terrifying. But after you got into the hospital and you got to the second hospital and you're there for a month, you were out of the hospital, right? You were on your own.
No, I actually went to a hospital in Twin Falls for 2 weeks and then I was out of the hospital for good.
So when you were home, like how was your condition? Could you walk? Did you need therapy?
I could walk. I definitely took a lot of therapy. Took therapy until April, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was in a lot of therapy. So I did physical therapy until March. I did occupational therapy until I think February. And then I did speech therapy until April.
Wow.
So
that is insane. Yeah. So you really had to actually relearn all of your natural feelings.
It was honestly like a job.
It was like a job.
Yep.
So when you were, I can't remember how early it was started on, there was a Facebook page who was running that?
My sister, Sierra, started it. She just told my mom, she was like, people need to know about this. They need to hear updates. They need to be aware of what's going on and what's happening. And you know, we could also get any help that we need from it. So,
right. So they started the Facebook, and I can't remember the name, but
I think it was Krista's
Recovery
Path to Recovery or something
right.
like that.
Right. And it still has 1,400 members to this day. That is so much crazy support. That's
a lot of people I don't know.
I know a lot. I was about to say,
it's good to know.
I remember reading the comments, and it was just like, who are all these people? You know, like, but, it's just crazy to see a lot of people come together, you know, and be like, damn, like, this is messed up, and, you know, show some kind of support.
Yeah.
But seeing that those day-to-days, I'll never forget, you know, every morning, like, when this happened. I mean, you know, we weren't best of friends, but we worked together. I knew you. And I was just, it was traumatizing, you know, just the, how, you know, it's just like you had to have a morality check. Like, whoa, you know, like, this,
just like thinking that stuff like this is even possible.
Yeah, literally, right? It was just like right here in Pocatello, someone I know. It's just,
yeah, it's, you know, almost too close to home. I mean, definitely too close to home.
You would know, you know, going through it. But yeah, I just remember checking up every day and seeing the statuses and things like that. Like, man, like Sierra really put in work.
Yeah, she did. I mean, it was really hard for her, I think, because she lives in Colorado.
Right.
So she couldn't be around all the time. So, I mean, she came and visited a few times, which was awesome.
Right.
But she couldn't be around as much as she wanted really. To be. So
she was running everything from back home.
Yeah. It was really hard crazier. For her.
That's super crazy. So, but yeah, seeing that support grow was, you know, good and strong and stuff like that. But, you know, like your feelings, you know, how do you feel about this guy? Like where, you know, like, I don't mean to step over anything, but I, you know, there's these things that where do you feel, I mean, you were living your life. You literally, everything was fine, you know,
and I was making all the right choices. Like I wasn't doing anything that would hurt or ruin anybody else's lives.
I know. I mean, think about that choice right there. You made the decision to protect yourself and others by walking home, and because of someone else's mistake that came to interfere with your life.
Yeah.
So
forever. It's going to change my life forever.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%. So how normally in courts, I don't know if you, have you ever met this guy after? Have you been to his court?
I have not seen him in person, but we actually had the sentencing hearing for his court case on the end of June. I think it was June 29th. And so he was sentenced and I gave a victim witness statement.
Were you there in person?
No, we did it all over Zoom because everything is so crazy with coronavirus right now.
That's right. Gotcha.
Which I'm sure it probably would have been even harder to do if I had seen him in person.
Right.
So doing it over Zoom was kind of like a safety net where I felt safe enough and comfortable enough and around enough people that I knew that I could share like what I wanted to say.
Right. And did it feel good to like get that off of your chest? That's good. I'm happy that you had that moment. So, you know, how was the family support behind all of this? Trying to heal, trying to get there. How was it all?
It's been really good.
It's been good. They like actually were able to be there and.
Oh, yes. They did a lot to be around. I have a sister that lives in Texas. My brother lives up here in Boise.
Wow.
My sister Sierra lives in Colorado, and all of them were able to visit me at different times. And I had an aunt that I used to live with in Washington, and even she was able to come and visit me a few times.
Really?
Which was awesome.
I know. I love that. It's always, it's so hard that it always takes a tragedy for family to get together like that, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely pulled my family together in a new way and like formed relationships between me and my two younger sisters that are a lot stronger than they used to be, at least before.
Right. So, you know, I don't believe were you going to ISU at the time or no?
Mm-mm.
So you never been to ISU, right?
Nope.
So before this all happened, what were your dreams?
Before this happened, I wanted to move to Colorado and move in with my sister. And I just wanted to find a job that I could like, and maybe if I wanted to go to school, I could end up going to school again. I tried out the school thing and decided it didn't work out for me when I was 18.
Right.
But I think it takes a few years for you to, like, make up your mind.
Oh, 100%.
Like, oh, I definitely want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. I did it when I was too young and didn't know anything about myself, really.
Right.
Didn't have a chance to, like, learn anything about myself.
I get that.
So, hopefully now I'll come to some kind of conclusion on that a lot quicker.
I was about to say, so after that, because that was before, but are you still maybe planning out go out to Colorado with your sis? Or
I'm hoping.
Eventually, one day pull up. We were kind of talking about, you know, this religious aspect of, you know, going through this whole thing. And we were kind of talking that you kind of had some thoughts.
I do have a lot of thoughts about religion.
You know, but yeah, like, let's talk about it. I know when, you know, right off the bat, when someone dies or someone passes on, people pray. People that aren't religious and people that are religious. You know, I find that even in my family, there's like, why, like, you know, these people that tell me they're straight up atheist and they're praying. And I'm like, why are you praying when things get bad? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, It's so interesting to kind of see that concept. But how has it played a part during your situation?
So before this happened to me, I was raised as a Mormon.
Right.
A very strict religious Mormon. And I had discovered that that was not the lifestyle for me and wasn't going to work for me. And so really what I've discovered through all of this is that I was right.
Really? How so?
I don't think I was wrong to step away from religion. I just, especially through like other religious people that I used to know, I've seen a lot of people who are using that to try and, I mean, they're using this accent that happened to me to try and manipulate me.
Really?
And as far as religious people go, you would hope that they wouldn't do something like that. But you know what? I keep on getting proved over and over again that it's
that's what
they
happens.
Do. Yep.
Really? That is just terrifying.
It really, really is.
You know, people will always kind of push their agenda, especially during these hard times. It's like, hey, this hard thing happened for you. Yeah. You should find God. It'll help you through it.
It won't.
You know? So, yeah, I totally understand that. But how did you kind of deal and cope with that? Did you just kind of...
So, right after my accident, especially when I was in the hospital still, I had a lot of amnesia. And then I was on that drug, gabapentin, so I didn't have any good memories at all. And my mom said that I had had a tricky relationship with the church and with religion. But I had been on my way back in. Right. I had not been.
Really?
So, I don't like religion right now at all. Mm. Coming out from realizing that I still didn't believe it. I don't know. It's like I got to start, like, cold turkey with, like, a completely fresh viewpoint.
Right.
And I got to make up my mind on it again. Like, right after I got out of the hospital, I went to church every week with my mom or with my sisters. I would do all the things that they recommend for especially Mormons, but religious people. And it felt wrong. Every right. single piece of it felt wrong. No part of it felt warm or right or comforting. So I don't know. I think it's good to know that I can trust my own feelings and that even when my memory has been wiped completely,
right,
I was able to find the truths that I had already known.
Well, good. That's actually an amazing thing. And, you know, sometimes as a good family member, as they should do, is kind of keep it as your own journey. I hate when you are on your own journey and someone comes and they try to pave away and kind of just keep pushing you on that path.
Yeah.
When it's not right. I have been there. I was also, when you're in Idaho, I was also baptized LDS. And I found later on through life that it wasn't my way of life either. It may have not been as deep as that, but mine was more just felt like homework and always things to do. And I didn't,
yeah,
that shouldn't be a way of life to me. But, you know, people have their ways and that's how they get through things. But I was curious about that because when you're going through that, especially reading online, it's, you know, it made me think like, wow, this is a huge portion. It's never, you know, get well or what can I do? It's like follow God and find yeah. God and a lot of, you know, like those kinds of things, which, you know, a lot of people that may just be their generic, you know, just kind of get well type yeah. of thing. But a lot of people, you know, are also just like, hey, come to my church, you know, we can.
Yeah, they're just trying to get like visitors or trying to get people to join their church or whatever. Mm-hmm. I always am worried about when people say like religious comments like that. Oh, like, come back to church and you'll be doing great. Well, it's like, do you mean I'm not going doing to be doing great? Am I going to be punished if I don't go back to church?
Right.
Like, if I decided to believe in God, why would I want to believe in a God who would punish me if I accidentally did something wrong?
Right.
Why would I ever want to believe in that?
Right, exactly. That's a good point. That's a good point. And I couldn't fight it. I'm not very, you know, skilled in any kind of religious fashion. But, you know, it's interesting in the fact that you know, right now, right, there's like 5,000 plus religions, mm-hmm. right? When you talk about religion, there's over 5,000 different kinds of religion. And even when you go down to it, the government recognizes five of them, being I think it was like Christian and Catholic and like the other ones, right? The main ones. But still five completely different views of God, you know? And so I was just kind of curious to kind of see when you are going through this, I feel like you were kind of going through a physical journey, but also a mental journey.
I was, really.
So, like, what kind of, like, pushed you through that? Like, how did you find the strength to keep going? Or was it kind of just your sister was there and be like, let's kick ass type shit?
So, definitely it was because of a lot of the people that I kept around me and talked to. Like, my good friend Rachel would answer questions that I had, and she would answer them like so honestly.
Is that one of them?
Yes, she's right.
Okay,
there.
I was like, your eyes are. We got three girls on the set right now, so first guest audience is on a live show. So, but yeah, no, that's dope. So you were the support one, eh?
Yes, you and had she would just answer my questions. Like I would ask her, like I'd be like, "What did I think about this?" Or I feel strange about this. It feels kind of off from what my mom told me. Like, what is some of the background that I went through before? And she would tell me so that I could piece things together a lot better.
Well, good.
And then also my sister Sierra helped me out a lot.
And kind of help you push through it. Yo, well, first off, Rachel, thank you for the love and helping your friend grow as a human being. That's amazing. It always takes one person to kind of put the, you know, like you said, you have a bunch of pieces and you know which ones are there, but you just need help putting them together.
Yeah. It's like a super hard jigsaw puzzle. It's, and like my whole brain was like that for, I mean, it honestly still feels like that sometimes, but it started solidifying into being at least somewhat more normal, like maybe in March or April.
Really? I was about to say, like, that aftermath, is there anything besides your leg that you're still feeling after that, or?
One of the silliest things that probably doesn't even matter that much, or probably a lot of people wouldn't think matters, is that I didn't have any dreams that I could remember for a year.
Really?
I only started being able to remember dreams like in May.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of interesting. So, and you know, another thing too is as you're kind of like learning and trying to better your mind and things like that, as this is all going on, my biggest question is, like, financially, is any of this coming out of your pocket?
So I'm still on my dad's insurance, which is hella lucky.
Good.
Because I'm almost 26, and if I would have been kicked off his insurance and had to pay it on my own, I would be like $1 million in debt.
Wow.
And because the guy who hit us with his car, he did not have insurance.
Wow, that's insane. Even car insurance?
Nope, he didn't have it.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah,
that's like actually
pretty
insane.
Awful.
Yeah, it literally is. Like, I just,
so I urge everyone to always have car insurance.
Get car insurance, it's the law.
Just for you, for everyone else, just do it.
Right, yeah, at least that liability. That's just a terrible situation beginning to end, that you were just literally, you know, just living life and then someone can come along and kind of, but that's what I wanted to see. But you look good. You look happy. You're walking in with a ton of good friends and y'all smiling and living life. So that's good, because, you know, like, tomorrow's never promised. And I'm sure that you, in your eyes,
I know,
you witnessed that and you got to see that. I ain't religious, but, you know, just being thankful for the next day, you know, type shit, and seeing that, like, it, you know, it hurt. Like, every morning I'd tell her, you know, like, this is where she's at right now. And I wish we could do something more. You know, I messaged Sierra once. I don't know if she ever told you. I was like, yo, if you need like this, I was like, this is what I do. I do film. If you need anything. Yeah. I was like, I don't know how it can help, but this is what I do, you know, but it's just like, it just made me be thankful. And that's why I wanted to interview. And, you know, like, I know it impacted your life, but it definitely impacted the people around you. But I want you to know that, like, you're a fucking hero to me. Like, you know, just living and getting on and, like, finding that strength and, you know, moving to the next day. It's just like, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, one minute, it's like this terrible thing, and here you are. You know, you're walking and you're, and hell yeah. But, go ahead.
Well, you can only hold on to, like, the bad stuff for so long until it gets, like, so overwhelmingly heavy
right
that it almost feels like you're drowning. So you just have to decide to move on for yourself, which, I mean, I know this is like some inspirational bullshit, and I'm really sorry for anyone who doesn't feel it.
Come on, let's get it. We're on this train.
But, like, you can survive so many things that you had no idea that you could survive. I mean, I would not put my worst enemy through what I've been through. I would not wish this on anyone. No. I wouldn't even wish half this on anyone.
No and shit.
I don't know. I just, you can do amazing things. You can help people through ways that you never imagined. Like, I listened to your podcast and all your episodes. And
yo, let's go.
There's just so many just inspiring, beautiful things that I loved.
Well, thank you so much. And that's the thing about this whole thing is, you know, we're all imperfect, but learning from other human beings and letting them talk and letting their come through their backgrounds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've became this guy with very strong opinions who's so open-minded that I just don't think a single human being on this planet is wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because we all, I mean, okay, this person is in a tough situation because of X. Well, probably his dad abused him, and then his dad's, you know, like we're all here.
Just, yeah, it's a pattern.
It's a pattern, exactly. And then here you are living your life totally fine and out of nowhere. You know, this tragedy happens. Yeah. Like, it, no matter what way it comes from. But, Krista, like, what's next? Like, what do you feel like what's next for you?
So I don't know what's immediately going to be next, but I know that by fall, I want to move to Colorado so I can be with my sister and with my friends there. I would love that. I mean, I was supposed to be there like in January, right. So this is a little bit late for me for what I originally planned.
Right.
But,
just taking it slow.
Yeah, taking it slow. Hoping for some good regrowth. I'm getting surgery on my leg next month.
Right.
So that's going to be fun.
So that's
my doctor is, my orthopedic doctor, is really unenthused with the rate of growing my broken bones in my leg. So.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, we're just going to try some things and see if it will help.
Well, good. Yo, I'm so sorry this ever happened, but damn, yo, like, you must have had a team of doctors behind you.
I don't know how many doctors I had.
Oh, God. I can only imagine.
I had a lot.
Hospital to hospital to hospital.
Well, I even had a doctor because I initially broke my nose. Not even just, like, the tip of your nose, like, the easier cartilage to break. Right. Like, I broke the deep down bone in your nose. And he was at the hospital when I was brought in, the night I was brought in. And he jumped over my head and my face and just like snapped it into place. And my mom will describe this sometimes.
Oh,
and it like sounds really scary, but like, thank God I wasn't awake.
That is terrifying. If I was your mom, I would have passed out.
She almost did.
That's crazy, yo. Man, it's just, you don't even remember that though.
Nope.
No recollection.
I don't even remember I don't remember having a broken arm. I just remember having a cast on there and then it being fine one day.
So when you first started coming out of it, like, how was your thought process that you can remember was when you started coming out? Was it like in shock? Were you kind of just like...
I think it was really like groggy. Like, I know, like, I used to have a nose ring.
Right.
And I don't know if I could talk because I had a tracheostomy.
What's
so
that?
It's, they like punch a hole through your throat and put like a breathing tube down in. So I have scars on my throat now from where all that was. But it's hard to speak with one in. Like, they have to put like a cover over the breathing part. And so right as like when I first was waking up, I couldn't talk because of that.
Right.
And I don't know if I said this out loud or if I just thought it really hard, but I remember just like touching my nose and thinking like, where the hell is my
nose ring?
Which wouldn't seem like a big deal to most people.
Right.
But that was one of the first things I did for myself that I chose to build myself out of, which seems silly, I'm sure, but it was newly, like, one of the first few things I did after I decided that the Mormon church wasn't for me. I had decided that this was the kind of person I wanted to be. Not necessarily the piercing, but, like, I had seen other people who'd had piercings like that and had lived certain lifestyles and had certain attributes that I really respected and right. wanted to bring into my life.
Good. You need to find those heroes that you want to be led yeah, after. You know, do. You don't want to be following someone that isn't the direction you want to be. And I see that all the time. You see people and the things that they do. Any affiliates, you're like, I don't want anything or any affiliates or anything to do with that person because yeah. that is not what I want to be. I totally feel that. But it's good to know that you still, you know, you have plans. You're going to be with your sister, which obviously was like a kick-ass person. How? Because she was in Colorado when this happened, correct? Because I remember her leaving. And when did she get down here? Was it like week, two?
No, I think she was down here almost the day or two after.
Really? Probably within like 48 hours.
Or yeah, less. Like she just called her work and she was like, my sister is dying. I have to go.
Oh my God.
Because they waited a week to charge the guy who hit us with his car.
Really?
Because they did not know if I would make it. They thought I was going to die. They were literally preparing for me to die.
That's fucking terrifying.
It's wild to think about.
I know, but you say it's such calmness. How do you do that? Like, you just...
It doesn't feel like me, so it feels fake.
Really?
I mean, it's not, but it doesn't feel real.
It doesn't feel real, so yeah. you're just like, fuck. You know, I mean, that's just insane, yo, but... You know, you feel like a really, you know, I feel like you were bubbly before, but I feel like you're more bubbly and happy now, which I'm just like, you know, I thought you were going to come over here and just be like, fuck life, you know, because for real, you know, after what you've been through, it's traumatizing in every way, shape, and form.
I mean, it's probably really good that I can't remember most of what happened to me. I think then I would probably be a lot more fuck life, but you know.
It would be more fuck life. You're like, you just woke up after a long nap, you know? Just...
That's what it felt like, honestly.
That's fucking crazy, yo. Well, damn. Well, listen, I'm happy to hear that you're doing good and happy to see you doing good. And thank it you. Seems like you're in a better place, you know, like in mentally anyways.
I mean, at least I've made up a lot of decisions in my mind right. that I think I was kind of wavering on or unsure about before.
Hell yes. That's awesome to see. That way you can actually know who you are, yeah. you know? And I think that's the best fucking part about life is when you know who you are in this world.
And I'm not saying people should go through awfully traumatic events like this right. to figure it out, but do take the time and figure yourself out and learn things so that you can make the best choices for you.
I love that advice. I love that advice. Take time to really analyze yeah. who you are and what you're following and who you want to be.
Exactly.
You know, that way you don't go through these things. Because that, I mean, like you said, like, it's you fought two battles, you know, just to be alive, but to also, you know, this mentally of who am I and these people around me are not who I want to be around me, you know? So, but hell yeah, fucking, you know, hat to you to just moving on and making those decisions and being who you want to be. That's the best fucking awesome part. So,
thanks.
Well, Krista, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. You have anything else you'd like to add?
Beyond just making sure you have insurance and not driving drunk, I think that's about it.
Yo, your girls are laughing back there. Yo, this is a fucked up comedy right now. Yo. Well, Krista, well, listen, I wish you the best of luck. Keep grinding, keep growing, and be the best human possibly. Thank but you're you. Already doing that, so I fucking love it. I respect it. Thank you guys for watching this episode. Peace out.
Peace.